I'm trying to challenge Irish people to put themselves in the shoes of Christians in Iraq and in parts of Syria. Christians who've had to walk away from their homes, walk away from their churches, walk away from their schools, and who've moved to a different town. They've all had to walk, and they've just been able to carry what they can put on their back. It's because of the persecution, because of the what's called ethnic cleansing, but which is really genocide, that Christians are being targeted in different parts of Iraq, as we saw a few weeks ago, the Yazidi who had taken shelter on the side of the mountain, as are our moderate other people of other faiths. And these people who grew up coexisting as good Christian, Muslim, Yazidi neighbours, who met in each other's shops, who went to school, who met each other on the way to and from their places of prayer, suddenly, because of the extremism which is happening in Iraq, they've had to leave their home and go to a safer place.
Yeah. And did anybody expect this, or did the Christians expect that? As you say, they've been living there peacefully, and then suddenly their lives are under threat.
I can't say they suspected it, but I would say that I think of them every time I'm praying the Our Father. Just after the Our Father in the Mass, there's the two valuable lines which I think had increased currency for people in Iraq during the last number of months. Deliver us, O Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days. That they may have seen the warning signs, they may have heard that there were people with radical views approaching their town, that they would be forced to convert to Islam, or that they would be asked to pay a tax, or that they would be executed. For this, for the Christian community, they accepted neither of these three, and they moved as a family. And they moved with just what they had on the back. They had to leave their property. The schools that were opening were due to open again in September. The schools are closed, they're empty. The children and their teachers have had to move. The idea of inviting and challenging Irish people to walk to church, to pray together, and then to walk home again is a way of identifying with some solidarity with those people. And if we have some charity in our hearts, that we might channel some funds, some resources towards them.
And you use the word evil there. That's a very strong word, isn't it?
There's no other word to describe what's happening. When we're seeing on our screens, we're seeing on YouTube, we're seeing different images which are evil. And some of the evil which is happening is so violent that I think it makes people block out the images. It blocks out. We see somebody else, another journalist or another important asset, we see them being executed. Or chances are we don't want to see them being executed, but we hear about them. So we say, I don't want to hear about Iraq any longer. But there's a danger there that by allowing extremism to take over, that we block out the human story, the human dimension, and the anxiety which must be there for young families, for different age groups, across generational anxiety that's there, and for priests and clergy as well. As a priest myself, I find it so difficult to imagine how a priest can continue to walk with his people, not being able to celebrate Mass with them. He couldn't bring probably his chalice, his altar breads. He couldn't bring things which were sacred for him and for his people, that the parish might have gathered in the church, lit one last candle before Our Lady, blessed themselves with holy water, knowing that they would never see their church again. That's evil.
Mm. And yet the people who are doing it believe they have a divine motivation for doing so.
I can't speak for them. They certainly are mobilizing a lot of support for themselves through social media, through different groups who seem to be certainly funding them all right. That's where the voice of Pope Francis, that's where the voice of other public representatives needed. But we can't just leave it to public representatives to speak about evil. We have to build a framework for ourselves to process this evil and to speak about it to our families and to younger age groups.
Because it certainly, whenever you see something like this happening in the world, and it does happen in the world, it really calls into question the nature of humans, that we're capable of doing this type of thing.
We've seen in the last century so often people saying never again. Never again should people's homes be sprayed with the Star of David, as happened in Nazi Germany. Never again should we have war crime tribunals. Never again should these things happen. Never again should we have famine. And now we're at another stage that it's happening again in our time, and people need to connect with the suffering of these people. We can't block it out. I think also it reminds us that different other people have explored this from not just from a priest's point of view, but in novels and in movies. If you look at some of the best films which are out at the moment, like Lord of the Rings, or the books by C.S. Lewis, The Tales of Narnia, which were written about the problem of evil in society at that time, and how all that was necessary was for a small group of good people who could conquer this evil. And that's there's so much darkness, certainly in our world and in our society, that good role models, people of whether they're Christian or whether they have no point of faith dimension, that the support and the concern we have for our common humanity, it's not just evil, I would say it's inhumane what is happening. It's certainly not God's plan. It's certainly not God's plan that people be killed and people be executed in such a way as they are being at the moment.
Mm. And when you talk about people identifying with them, there is a sense of helplessness. As you say, when people hear all about this, it's we're overwhelmed by it, really, aren't we? We can't quite take it on board.
It's difficult to take on board, and it's difficult in our own homes when we're sitting before the television, when we've just made another cup of tea, we're sitting in for the evening, or when we're in the car and we know that we'll be home to our families in another few hours, or for people who are sitting waiting in traffic. They know where they're going, and they know that they'll be back home to everything that's familiar for them that night. But these people, the families of Iraq and parts of Syria and other parts of the Middle East, and indeed we could stretch to Ukraine as well, and to parts of Africa where there is persecution of Christians and of other minorities, these people have no certainties whatsoever. And I would feel that we need, as good Irish people, to connect with them, to try in some way to empathise with what they're going through. So the idea of walking to a church and walking home again is a way of saying, imagine if tomorrow you were told, take what you can carry and bring your family. You're all going and you're never going back to your house. What would you take? What would you carry? How would you process this? How would you speak about this with your children? And that might certainly make people grow to a deeper appreciation of what we have in Ireland, that we can go to the fridge so often, just open the fridge door and everything we need is there. There's the water bucket ice water challenge at the moment, which everybody's doing. But in Iraq at the moment, there's a water challenge and there's a bucket challenge. People don't have water. And those people who have waited in a queue for a bucket that will hold rice or will hold food for them for one day, that's a more serious challenge. And perhaps because we share such fun, such humorous things on social media, we might be masking the emptiness which is really there in our world of people who have a deeper challenge than just the ice bucket challenge.
And if people want to take part?
There's a website, Aid to the Church in Need, who are directly channeling funds and resources to parishes and to communities in Iraq, places which are stretched already beyond their resources because so many people have arrived from different other surrounding villages and they've arrived to a place of safety and they're hoping that they can feel safe there and be assured of a welcome. So the mattresses and food and clean water, medical supplies certainly are needed by these parishes. Aid to the Church in Need.org, acnireland.org, has some resources, has a suite of posters. There's 6 or 7 posters which might, somebody might put up in the workplace, take one of them and challenge your friends at work, your friends in school, people you might meet in the car park after Mass on a Sunday, or that you might meet at the match. Could we, let's do something together and let's channel some assistance for these good people. They deserve better than our world is giving them at the moment. They deserve much better, and we would expect much better if we were in similar circumstances.